All right, so are you ready to unlock some seriously cool secrets?
Always.
Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of cardology. But before you think this is all about, winning your next poker game, it's actually about way more than that.
It really is.
What if I told you that those numbers on playing cards are like a secret code to understanding life itself?
I love that idea.
Yeah. So what is this cardology thing all about, anyway?
Well, it takes this concept and kind of runs with it. It sees those numbers on the cards not just as like values, but as reflections of these deeper energies and patterns that shape our lives.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. So how do we start cracking this code?
Well, we start with the simplest thing, which is something called the face value of each card in cardology.
Face value.
It's kind of like, think of it this way. Each number, like from ace to king, represents like a fundamental archetype, almost like a universal energy that plays out, in different ways in our lives.
So it's like each number has its own personality, its own, strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly. And by understanding these archetypes, we can start to see, how they influence our experiences, our relationships, even the choices we make.
All right, so for this deep dive, we're drawing insights from classic cardology texts, as well as modern interpretations like the ones you'll find on the Cards of Life website.
That's right.
Okay, let's do this. Now, I've always been drawn to the mystery of the Joker. It's a zero, but it feels like it holds so much potential. Where does it fit into all of this?
Oh, the Joker is a fascinating paradox. It represents both nothingness and then infinite possibility. It's
Ooh.
the wild card, the unpredictable element that can shake things up and throw us off
It's
course.
like that friend who always shows up unannounced and, turns everything upside down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about the Joker. It also represents that like spark of creativity, the ability to think outside the box and embrace the unexpected.
Okay.
What if those unexpected twists and turns are actually opportunities for growth and transformation?
Yeah, I like that. It's like the Joker is reminding us to let go of a little bit of control and see where life takes us.
Right.
Okay, next up we have the aces. They always feel powerful, like the start of something new. What's their core energy?
Aces are all about beginnings, individuality, and that drive to create. They represent that initial spark of an idea, that ambition to make your mark on the world.
It's like that feeling of starting a new project, a new relationship, or even just a new day with a fresh perspective.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing this energy can have its downsides
Of
too, Rose.
course, like all archetypes, the ace has its shadow side. That drive to create can sometimes tip over into egotism or a my way or the highway kind of attitude. Have you ever felt that ace energy pushing you to achieve, maybe even at the expense of others?
Ooh, yeah, I
Yeah.
can definitely see how that could happen. It's like that fine line between healthy ambition and becoming a bit too self-focused.
For sure.
All right, let's move on to the twos. I'm feeling a sense of partnership and balance with this number.
You're picking up on it. Twos are all about cooperation, diplomacy, and finding harmony in relationships. Think of the two sides of a coin, the yin and yang. It's about finding that sweet spot where two forces come together to create something new.
So twos are reminding us that we don't have to do everything alone, that collaboration and compromise can actually lead to greater outcomes.
Absolutely. But here's the challenge. Sometimes that need for harmony can lead to avoiding conflict altogether, even when it's necessary to address an issue. Have you ever found yourself biting your tongue in a relationship, even when you knew you should speak up? That could be the two's shadow side at play.
Oh, I'm definitely guilty of that. Sometimes it feels easier to keep the peace than to rock the boat. All right, now we come to the threes. What's their story?
Threes are fascinating. They represent choice, creativity, and the power of manifestation.
Ooh.
Think of it like this. You have an idea, you take action, and then you bring that idea into reality. It's that three-step process of creation.
I can see that. It's like the threes are reminding us that we have the power to shape our own reality through our choices and actions.
Exactly. But of course, with choice comes the potential for indecision and second guessing. Have you ever found yourself stuck in a loop of what ifs and should I or shouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
That's the three's shadow side whispering in your ear.
Oh, I know that feeling all too well. Sometimes too many options can be paralyzing. All right, let's move on to the fours. What kind of energy are they bringing to the table?
Fours are all about stability, structure, and building a solid foundation.
Okay.
Think of the four walls of a house, the four legs of a table. They represent that sense of security and groundedness that allows us to feel safe and supported.
So it's like the fours are reminding us to create order out of chaos to build something lasting and meaningful.
Exactly. But remember, too much structure can become rigid, and inflexible. Have you ever felt stifled by rules and routines, like you're trapped in a box? That could be the four's shadow side at play.
Oh, I can definitely relate to that. Sometimes I crave that sense of stability, but then I start to feel like I need to break free from all the rules. All right, on to the fives. I have a feeling things are about to get a little more adventurous.
Hold on tight, because the fives are all about change, freedom, and embracing the unexpected. Think of the five senses constantly taking in new information and adapting to the world around us.
So the fives are encouraging us to get out of our comfort zones and explore new possibilities.
Absolutely. But that need for change can sometimes lead to restlessness and a fear of commitment. Have you ever felt like you were constantly searching for the next best thing, never quite satisfied with what you have? That could be the five's shadow side at play.
Oh, I know that feeling all too well. It's like that constant pull between wanting stability and wanting to experience everything life has to offer. All right, let's see what the texts are all about. I'm getting a sense of harmony and balance from this number.
You're on the right track. Sixes are about finding balance in all areas of life, relationships, work, home, and even within ourselves. Think of the six points of a star perfectly symmetrical and representing a harmonious flow of energy.
So it's like the sixes are reminding us to create a life that feels aligned and in sync where everything is flowing smoothly.
Exactly. But be careful that desire for balance can sometimes lead to people-pleasing and a fear of setting boundaries. Have you ever found yourself saying yes to everyone and everything, even when it left you feeling drained and resentful?
Yeah.
That could be the six's shadow side at play.
Oh, I've definitely been there. Sometimes it's hard to say no when you want to keep everyone happy, all right, onto the sevens. I'm sensing a bit of mystery and introspection with this number.
You're reading the energy perfectly. Sevens are all about seeking knowledge, exploring the hidden depths of life, and connecting to our intuition. Think of the seven chakras, the energy centers in the body that connect us to our spiritual essence.
So the sevens are encouraging us to look beyond the surface and dive deeper into the mysteries of life.
Exactly. But that quest for knowledge can sometimes lead to overthinking and getting lost in our heads. Have you ever found yourself analyzing everything to death, unable to make a decision because you're stuck in a loop of mental gymnastics? That could be the seven's shadow side at play.
Oh, I do that all the time. It's
Yeah.
like my mind is constantly trying to figure everything out, even when it's just leading me down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
All right, what about the eights? I'm feeling a sense of power and abundance with this number.
You're sensing it right. Eights are all about mastering the material world, achieving success, and taking control of your destiny.
Ooh.
Think of the infinity symbol representing unlimited potential and the ability to create abundance in all areas of life.
So it's like the eights are reminding us that we have the power to create the life we desire, to manifest our dreams into reality.
Exactly. But remember, power without wisdom can be dangerous. Have you ever seen someone become so focused on success that they lose sight of what truly matters?
Right.
That could be the eight's shadow side at play.
Oh, I can definitely see how that could happen. It's like
Yeah.
that saying, be careful what you wish for. All right, let's move on to the nines. I'm getting a sense of completion and fulfillment with this number.
You're reading the energy perfectly. Nines are all about reaching the peak of a cycle, completing a journey, and integrating all the lessons we've learned along the way. Think of the 9 months of pregnancy culminating in the birth of a new life.
So it's like the nines are reminding us to celebrate our accomplishments, to acknowledge how far we've come, and to prepare for the next chapter.
Exactly. But remember, even endings can be bittersweet. Have you ever felt a sense of sadness or loss when something you've worked hard for finally comes to an end?
Yeah.
That could be the nine's shadow side at play.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely relate to that. It's like that feeling of what now? When you reach a goal and then to figure out what's next. All right, onto the tens. I'm sensing a sense of accomplishment and new beginnings with this number.
You're right on the mark. Tens represent the culmination of a cycle, the completion of a journey, and the beginning of a new one. Think of the 10 fingers representing all that we can accomplish with our hands, but also the potential to start anew.
So it's like the tens are reminding us that even endings are just new beginnings in disguise, that there's
Yeah.
always something more to learn and experience.
Exactly. But be careful, that sense of accomplishment can sometimes lead to complacency or a fear of starting over. Have you ever felt hesitant to move on from something you've mastered, even when you know it's time for a change? That could be the 10's shadow side at play.
Oh, I've definitely been there. It's like that feeling of I know this so well, why would I want to risk starting over? Okay, so we've explored the numbers from 0 to 10. Now, what about the court cards?
Ah, yes. The court cards, they add another layer of depth to this numerical code. They represent different stages of mastery and different ways of expressing these core energies. Shall we dive into those now?
Let's do it. I'm ready to unlock the secrets to the Jacks, Queens, and Kings.
Okay, let's go. Welcome back. Now, before we jump into those court cards, we were just talking about, you know, we explored the unique energy of each number from the ace to the 10.
Yeah.
And you started to see how those like numerical archetypes can play out in our lives.
It's amazing how much depth there is to something as simple as a number on a playing card, you know?
Right.
I'm starting to look at those numbers in a whole new light.
I know. That's the beauty of cardology. It helps us see those like hitting patterns and meanings that surround us all the time.
Hmm.
So are you ready to explore those court cards, the Jacks, Queens, and Kings?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm so curious to see how they add to this numerical code we've been cracking. Let's start with the Jacks. They always feel a bit mischievous to me.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Jacks represent that youthful energy, you know, that eagerness to learn and experiment. They're the apprentices, the students always pushing boundaries and testing the limits.
So they're like that friend who's always up for trying something new, even if it's a little bit risky.
Exactly. Think of the Jack as the embodiment of that learn by doing mentality. They're not afraid to make mistakes because they know that's how we grow.
I can see how that energy could be both exciting and a little bit chaotic. What are some of the potential pitfalls of that Jack energy?
Well, that impulsiveness can sometimes lead to recklessness or a lack of follow through. Have you ever started a project with tons of enthusiasm only to lose interest halfway through?
Oh, yeah.
That could be the Jack shatter side at play.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely guilty of that. Sometimes I get so caught up in the excitement of something new that I forget about the hard work it takes to see it through. Okay, what about the Queens? They always seem so graceful and composed.
Yeah, Queens represent a different kind of mastery. They embody that like feminine principle of nurturing intuition and emotional intelligence, you know?
Okay.
They lead with compassion and understanding, creating a space for others to thrive.
So it's like the Queens are reminding us that true power comes from within, from panning to our emotions and using them to guide our actions.
Exactly. Think of the Queen as the wise counsel, the trusted advisor who helps us navigate the complexities of life with grace and empathy.
I love that imagery. It's like the Queens are reminding us to lead with our hearts, not just our heads. But I'm guessing this energy can have its downsides too, right?
Of course. Like all archetypes, the Queen has her shadow side. That nurturing energy can sometimes become overprotective or smothering, you know?
All right.
Have you ever known someone who tries to fix everyone else's problems, even when it's not their place?
Yeah.
That could be the Queen's shadow side at play.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen that. Sometimes it's hard to find that balance between supporting others and letting them figure things out for themselves.
Yeah.
All right, finally we come to the Kings. What kind of energy do they bring to the table?
Kings represent the culmination of mastery. They embody the masculine principle of leadership authority and taking responsibility for our actions.
Mm.
They lead with integrity and wisdom, inspiring others to follow their vision.
So it's like the Kings are reminding us to step into our power, to own our choices, and to use our influence to create positive change in the world.
Exactly. Think of the King as the visionary leader, the one who sees the bigger picture and guides others toward a common goal.
I love that. It's like the Kings are reminding us that we all have the potential to be leaders in our own lives and in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing this energy can have its downsides too, right?
Of course, like all archetypes, the King has his shadow side. That authority can sometimes become domineering or controlling.
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered someone who uses their power to manipulate or intimidate others?
Uh-huh.
That could be the King's shadow side at play.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen that. It's like that saying, power corrupts.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that true leadership comes from a place of service,
yeah,
not ego. Okay, so we've explored the Jacks, Queens, and Kings, but I'm still a little fuzzy on how they fit into the bigger picture of cardology.
That's a great question. Remember how we talked about each number having its own unique energy and potential pitfalls?
Yeah.
Well, the court cards add another layer to that understanding. Think of it like this. The Jack, Queen, and King of each suit represent different ways of expressing that suit's core energy.
Okay, I think I'm starting to see how it all comes together. So, for example, the Jack of Hearts would be about expressing the heart's energy through youthful enthusiasm and a willingness to experiment.
Exactly. The Jack of Hearts might be that free-spirited romantic who's always fallen in and out of love, exploring different ways of connecting with others.
And the Queen of Hearts would be more about expressing the heart's energy through nurturing compassion and emotional depth.
Exactly. The Queen of Hearts might be the ultimate caregiver, the one who always knows how to make you feel loved and supported.
And the King of Hearts would be about expressing the heart's energy through leadership integrity and a deep understanding of human emotions.
You got it. The King of Hearts might be the wise elder, the one who has navigated the complexities of love and relationships and can offer guidance and support to others.
Wow, this is starting to make so much sense. So it's not just about the number, but also about how that number is expressed through the different court cards.
Exactly. And the same goes for the other suits, diamonds, clubs, and spades. Each suit has its own unique set of energies and challenges, and the court cards help us see the different ways those energies can play out in our lives.
This is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how cardology can be a powerful tool for understanding ourselves and the people around us.
It's a fascinating system, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
I'm eager to learn more. So, okay, my mind is officially like swirling with all these numerical energies and court card personalities.
It is a lot to take in, you know, but that's what makes cardology so fascinating. It's like piecing together a puzzle. You see how all these different elements fit together to create this bigger picture.
Exactly. But there's one piece of the puzzle that I'm still like missing. That we've talked about the numbers and the court cards, but what about the suits? Like, what role do hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades play in all of this?
Ah, that's a great question. The suits, they add another layer of depth to cardology. They represent like different realms of experience, different areas of life where these numerical energies can kind of manifest.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. The numbers are the actors and the suits are the stages they perform on.
Okay, I like that analogy. So each suit is like a different setting for these numerical archetypes to play out.
Exactly. So let's start with the suit of hearts.
Okay.
It represents the realm of emotions, relationships, and all matters of the heart. You know?
So the hearts are all about love, compassion, and connection.
You got it. When you see a heart card, it's inviting you to tune into your feelings, to explore your relationships, and to cultivate that sense of love and compassion for yourself and others. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how heart cards often show up in readings about matters of the heart?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's like they're reminding us that love is the most powerful force in the universe. Okay, what about the diamonds? It always seems so sparkly and exciting.
Ah, the diamonds. Diamonds represent the realm of the material world, money, possessions, career, and all things tangible.
So the diamonds are all about abundant success and creating a life of prosperity.
Exactly. When you see a diamond card, it's inviting you to focus on your goals, to develop your talents, and to create a life of abundance and prosperity. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how diamond cards often show up in readings about career changes, financial windfalls, or even just feeling more confident and successful?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like they're reminding us that we have the power to create the life we desire.
Okay,
what about the clubs? They always seem a bit more serious and intellectual to me.
Yeah, clubs represent the realm of the mind, thoughts, ideas, communication, and all things intellectual.
So the clubs are all about learning, growing, and expanding our knowledge.
Exactly. When you see a club card, it's inviting you to engage your mind, to explore new ideas, to communicate effectively, and to continue learning and growing throughout your life. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how club cards often show up in readings about education, travel, or even just having those aha moments where you suddenly understand something in a new way?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely had those club moments where everything just clicks. It's like they're reminding us that knowledge is power. Okay, last but not least, what about the spades? They always seem a bit mysterious and intense.
Spades represent the realm of transformation challenges and the deeper mysteries of life.
So the spades are all about facing our fears, overcoming obstacles, and ultimately transforming ourselves.
Exactly. When you see a spade card, it's inviting you to look within, to face your shadow self, to work through your challenges, and to ultimately emerge stronger and wiser on the other side. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how spade cards often show up in readings about difficult times, major life changes, or even just those moments where you're forced to confront your deepest fears?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely had those spade moments where I felt like I was being tested to my limits. It's like they're reminding us that even though life can be tough, we have the strength and resilience to overcome anything.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So, you see, when you combine the energy of the number with the realm of the suit, you get an even richer understanding of a card's meaning.
This is amazing. I'm starting to see how cardology is like a whole language, a way of decoding the messages that are all around us.
It is. It's a powerful tool for self-discovery and understanding the world around us. And the best part is it's always there waiting to be explored. So next time you see a deck of playing cards, don't just see them as a game. See them as a reflection of life itself, full of possibilities, challenges, and ultimately the potential for growth and transformation.
Wow. I think I'm ready to start paying attention to the cards in my life. This has been an incredible deep dive, and I can't wait to learn more. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us.
It's been my pleasure. Happy decoding.